Welcome to episode 5 of Geek Talk plus Mom Tots, a family chat with Alex and Morris. Today we are talking about a movie that had a big impact on my childhood. It's amazing to see that Disney has now adapted one of their most famous animated movies, Lilo and Stitch, into a live action version. And I have to say, well done Disney, you have done it again.
When did the animated movie came out, Mom?
This movie came out in 2002.
Wow, that was a while ago.
Okay, let's begin our chat for people who haven't watched this movie. It's about an experiment created by a crazy scientist called Jumba. However, because of how chaotic Experiment 66 was, he was ordered to eliminate it, but Jumba refused because he saw 626's potential. 626 managed to escape to Earth and end up in a dog shelter. When Lilo saw him, she fell in love with him and named him Stitch. They became best friends, and Stitch learned how to be a kind, gentle soul and the meaning of Ohana. A lot of exciting things happen in the movie, but that just summarizes it a bit.
Guys, did you know in the movie they mention Ohana a lot, right? And it means family and that nobody gets left behind or forgotten. That's the meaning in the movie. So to be honest, I always thought that this was a phrase created by Disney. But after doing some research, I found out Ohana is a real Hawaiian word that means family, including not only blood relatives, but also chosen family, close friends, and community. And also the root word Oha refers to the taro plant, which is culturally significant and represents how families and communities thrive by staying connected.
Wow!
We always learn something new.
What do you think? Should we start sharing our thoughts on the movie?
Let's do it.
Okay, guys, so what was your favorite part of the movie?
I like the scene with Plickly, the one-eyed alien, and Jumba, the scientist. The scientist accidentally shot the alien and the alien got paralyzed. It was so funny.
Oh, that scene was hilarious. The look on the alien's face was priceless. What about you, Morris?
I love the part when Stitch sprayed Lilo with water from the bar. It was so funny. She was just standing there and whoosh, he splashed her. And they started a water fight.
That's a classic scene.
We also watched the animated movie to see if they changed anything. In your opinion, was it the same as the original? Or did they change some parts?
Is it okay if I start first, Morris? Do you want to start first?
You can start first.
Thank you. So I feel like it was the same storyline. So they didn't change them. So the first movie, I noticed, the first movie, which means the animated movie. So when we watched, in terms of a storyline, they kept the same storyline. They didn't add anything or remove anything from the movie, which is super amazing because I just wanted to remember when I was 10 years old watching this movie. I wanted to see the same storyline that I saw on the animated movie into this new movie. So, in my opinion, in terms of storyline, they kept everything.
I think, like, if you see in the animated movie, there's like Lilo and Stitch and the people that were trying to capture him was helping him, and they went on a vehicle to get Lilo. But in Lilo and Stitch, none of that happened.
In this movie, in the live action movie.
Yes.
True. What about you, Alex? Do you see any changes? Or was he the same in as the original?
No, it wasn't the same as the original.
Do you agree with Morris, though?
A little bit.
Okay, guys. So now, not everything in the movie is always perfect, right? Was there anything that you didn't like?
Yeah, I didn't like when the Grand Councilwoman said no to the scientists' ideas. They shouldn't say no to something. How would they know if it's good or not if they don't listen?
That's a really good point, Maurice. Everyone deserves to have their ideas heard. That's how creativity grows. And what about you, Alex?
I didn't like when the aliens were trying to get Stitch. It made me sad because Stitch just wanted to stay with Lilo.
Yeah, that part showed how much family means to Stitch. Even though he's a little wild, he just wanted to belong.
This movie was rated 6+. Do we agree with that rating?
I will say, I think it's fine. Because if you take children younger than 6, I think that they will get upset with some scenes. You know, when Stitch was drowning and they thought that he died. I think that if children younger than 6 see that scene, it will make them upset. So I think 6+ is okay. What about you guys?
I think 6+ is okay because 6+ is like a great age for Lilo and Stitch.
I think it's 7 because if you saw there was like the person trying to get Stitch with the gun and he was shooting everywhere and the whole house collapsed and then everything, it was just sad a little.
So that would upset children under the age of 7?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Is this a movie you'll watch over and over?
Yeah. I love Lilo and Stitch. As I said previously, I watched it when I was 10 years old. So this just brings childhood memories. So it's something that I will watch, especially because they didn't change the storyline. Everything, they kept everything the same. So I will watch it again. What about you guys?
I would watch it again because it's a really fun and fascinating movie.
And you, Alexander?
I'll watch it again because it's really funny and a little bit, funny and, fascinating.
What message does this movie have?
Is it okay if I start first, guys?
Yeah.
Thank you. So I feel that this movie has a powerful message that family is really important. And no matter what happens in life, you should always stick together and protect each other. And if someone doesn't do the right thing, always encourage them to make it right. Always take the time, spend the time so they can learn what is the right thing to do. So I feel this movie is amazing. And it also shows you the love between Lilo and Stitch. How Stitch, at the beginning, Stitch was wild. He didn't know right from wrong. However, Lilo never gave up on him because he was now part of the family. So I feel like that's the message I got from this movie. What about you guys? Do you have anything different from me?
I think it is a message because if you see, Lilo's big sister didn't really care about Stitch. But when Stitch was like making Lilo happy, I think it made Lilo's big sister happy too.
Yes, that's true. What about you, Alex?
I think the message has that you shouldn't like be rude to a scientist because the scientist created Stitch, so you shouldn't like force someone to like quit their job
or the dream. Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
Yep, I think dream.
Yeah, 100%. Well, guys, we finally reached the end of episode 5 of Kid Talk plus Mom Talks. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We hope you learned something new, and we hope you have an amazing time with your family.
If you haven't watched it yet, you should. It's really funny.
Yeah, and don't forget, always listen to other people's ideas.
That's right, Maurice. And remember, family is everything, guys. So with that said, thank you all, and
see you on the flip side.